Well, I hope and pray all is well. We record this little segment called the Youth Message, but really it's for all of us. But we're still trying to reach and try to remain in contact with our youth. You know, at one time we had 25 young people in our youth group. And Tina 2, Travis, and Carol Morgan, our heart goes out as we miss them. So some way, until we can get back to whatever normal is, and we can have fellowship dinners again, and we can go and pick up the kids and bring them to church, and I don't know, just do things safely, as we always tried to do things safely when we were normal, right? So common sense has a lot to do with it. But I wanted to share this morning a message for the youth and for all of us who are young at heart. You know, God always sees us. Did you ever see somebody take their little fingers and put them on their eyes and pull down their eyes and then they point the finger at you like, I'm watching you? Well, God watches us. He watches over us, but he does see us. And it's an interesting time that we live in with this COVID thing. Because it's changed the way that we live, the way we work, the way we look at life, the way we look at relationships, and the way that we treat others, the way we look at what we value the most. And while many of us are continue to at least to adjust to the minor changes, such as working from home, doing church in an all different way, changing exercise routines, eating on porches, wearing masks, learning to enjoy the simpler things of life, having each other, celebrating our relationships with God and family, COVID, who most of us have felt like a wicked curse, don't you think? I do, because there's always been things out there and that we never knew about, and now we know about this thing called COVID. Well, I wanted to celebrate today and wanted to know, how are you doing on this day after 4th of July? After Thanksgiving. No, that's not right either. So what day is it coming up on Sunday this day or Saturday night, which was Halloween, right? Well, what does most of us think about Halloween? Did you know that today is another very, very special day in the church? It's like a special day like Christmas. It's like a special day like Easter. It's like a special day of Pentecost and other days like that. Yeah, November the 1st is All Saints Day. And we remember all the people who have lived and died and believed in Jesus Christ, the Son of God. There were people like you and me, and not many of them were famous, but they all loved the Lord Jesus with all their hearts, all their minds, and their soul. And we want to celebrate and remember them. They really wanted to be just people like you and I. But you know what? The only way that we can live forever is to have Jesus Christ in our heart. So being that a lot of them are not here today, and you probably have some aunts, uncles, even parents or people that you know and you go to school with, and everything is just a time to say, whoa, let's just stop and take a minute and a time of remembrance. Because Jesus said it, even people who feel that they can't go on or people who just don't have time to do anything. So the next time that you go into a restaurant, like for example, and you look at the menu and you look at the pictures and you think about how hungry that you are, I want you to remember that you should be just that interested in doing good things for others and for God. So when you feel like you don't really know about the hope that we have in Jesus, and just think on this All Saints Day that we have hope. And we celebrate the people who has been in our life, who is no longer with us, that made a lot of big impact on our life. So take time to celebrate All Saints Day. You know, really, Halloween is a day what we call in the church many, many years ago, All Hallows Eve. And it was never meant to be the way it is today. You see, in the United States, the origins of Halloween started with the early settlers when they came from Europe. most of them from England, but all over Europe. Many came, and they brought various beliefs about ghosts and witches with them. In the 1800s, many immigrants from Ireland and Scotland arrived in the United States, and they introduced their Halloween tradition. Well, other groups added their own culture, influence, and Halloween customs. German immigrants brought vivid witchcraft and all kinds of stuff. The Haitians came. African-American people came, and they brought voodoo beliefs and beliefs about black cats and fire and witchcraft and all kinds of stuff. So whatever the history of Halloween is, just know that it really is supposed to be a time, All Hallows' Eve, when we reflect and we get prepared to think about people that we want to remember and think about as we celebrate All Saints' Day. Well, I hope and pray you're doing well. We miss you all, and even our young people at heart, the adults, we miss all of them. We've been having church at 11 o'clock on Sunday morning. We get a good amount of people, I guess, but we'd like to see you in church, too. So if you haven't been to church for a while, on this particular Sunday, All Saints Sunday, come and be a part of us. We certainly miss you. May God add the blessings to all that you do, in Jesus' name, amen. And I know I probably just rambled a little bit this morning, but I just wanted to tell you, God loves you, and so do I.